I greet you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank God. What a beautiful Monday. I want to thank Kukecho as he have just finished his show now, which was called String Hills and Talk. It was indeed an interesting topic this afternoon, as he was talking about how to avoid the relationship in terms of girlfriends and boyfriends. I want to thank him. It was a great show. Now, the time is already 6:27. As he already took my 30 minutes for our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. The name of the show that I'm doing now, which is a daily show, that is called Time to Meditate with myself and I, John Mamabolo. What a beautiful Monday. The song that is playing, it is saying, you have done so much. You have done so much so that you deserve the best. You have done so much. Now, it is awesome. Remember, every day when we start our show, we start our show by inviting God to be with us in our show. And I believe that we are going to pray as we are going to start our show. You are with me, John Mamabolo, in our radio that is called, in our station that is called By the Grace Radio, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. What a beautiful Monday. Now, what I'm going to do is just enjoy this song that is saying, Let It Rain. And after this song, we will play the song that we normally pray with, and then we will pray. Yeah, it's
Okay, we are playing
with the song that is saying, let it rain. Now we are praying and we are inviting God to be with us tonight. Daddy, we are praying tonight. We invite your presence. We invite you, Lord, to come and be with us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Daddy, I pray, I invite your presence, that Lord, come and be with us. Forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us where we have wronged you. Forgive me, Lord, wherever that I have wronged you. I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray to each and every listener who is now listening to us tonight, who is gonna listen to us tonight. I'm saying, Father Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we have prayed, we have asked God to be with us tonight with the song that is saying, Open Floodgate of Heaven by Paul S. Morton. Open the Floodgate of Heaven. Now the time is exactly 6:33. You are with me, John Mamawolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. Is going to be awesome. Our number that you can interact with us tonight is 0832894658. 0832894658. That is our WhatsApp number. You can use that number to chat to us, or you can use that number to call us. You can use that number to SMS us, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. It is awesome. It's going to be awesome. Now, we are going to meditate from the book of Ecclesiastes. We are going to meditate from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 5. That's the verse that we are going to meditate with. Wherever that you are, you may be listening to me. You may be on the road driving. You may be maybe going to work, or you may be coming from work, or you may be going to the hospital, or you may be going to see your relatives and your family. We want to say to you that we appreciate your support. We appreciate your listening, and it is awesome, and it is going to be awesome tonight. Now, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Let's just do this.
Time to meditate. John Mamawolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the Grace.
Church will be soon.
Oh,
That was Ada saying that only you, Jesus. Only you, Jesus, the Son of God. Only you, Jesus, the Son of God. Now, the only one who can change your situation is the only one who can solve your situation. Is the only one who can heal you from that disease. Is the only one who will say yes and yes will be yes. Is the only one who say no, his no will be no. He's the only one who is not changing. He will not change because of your situation. He will always remain God. Sometimes people that we have trusted will change. You find that sometimes we take our trust, we put in people, and those people, they change. But here you say yes, it is yes. Now, what a beautiful, and you end up being saying that, you end up being saying that, I have a babalas, I'm tired. That is what is happening. Now, I believe that God is going to help us. I believe that there are things that we are going to talk about. There are things that you will learn tonight on the show that is called Time to Meditate. Because in other words, we are reflecting of what we have done during the day. And in other words, we are marking our script. We are marking our script of whatever that we have done during the day. Remember, when you write the exam, there's a point where they need to mark the exam. Marking exam, they are saying that whatever that you wrote, they mark it and see if you wrote the correct answers. That is what we are doing tonight in this show as we meditate. We are marking an exam. In other words, we are assessing ourselves and see that are we satisfied with whatever that we have done? Are we satisfied with everything that we have done? If we are satisfied, and then it's good. What we do is we just making sure that tomorrow we're gonna continue and make it better and better and better again. Now, I believe that as I speak now, you may be in a situation where you lost someone that you love. You may be in a situation where you wanted to take another decision. You want to take a decision because of a situation that you are in. Most of the things that we do, we are doing because of the situation that we are at that time. That is what is happening, that you take a decision based on what you are facing with. As I speak now, I believe and I know that there are people who are going through a rough time. Where the person is saying, it's better I die. It's better I leave this world because of what you are currently facing. But I want to say to you that hang it there. God of heaven is listening to you. God of heaven is right there with you. And what I know is he will never leave you alone. What I know is he will never forsake you. We may forsake you. I may leave you. You found that I promised you that I will go with you through the journey. And because then now I am a human being, I end up being losing or being tired. But God is the one who will never be tired. He will always be with you. He will always go each and every step with you. Hang something. And with this wife now, as when I divorce her, I'm going to lose whatever that I have. But I say to you, hang it there. Hang it there. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. As I told you that we are going to talk about under the title, let's say, fear. Fear God. That is what we are talking about tonight from the book of Ephesians chapter 5. We will start from verse number 1. Now before we do that, let's just play this song that is saying, "My trust is in you, Lord." And then we will continue. David G was saying that my trust is in you, Lord. In other words, he was saying that I don't trust in Sangoma. I don't trust. Now, he knew that, I think when he was writing this song, he went through a lot. That is why he said, "My trust is in you, Lord. My trust is in you, Lord." Sometimes we trust into people, trusting in them. But at the end of the day, you find that they disappoint you. I don't know, as I speak now, maybe there are people whom they have disappointed you big time. And this thing has made you not to trust anyone. This thing has made you to feel like all the people are the same. That is why David G said, my trust is in you, Lord. Sometimes because of what happened, you end up being not trusting. Because of the situation that happened, you're no longer trusting your wife. You're no longer trusting women because of what your wife done for you. Now you think that all they are the same. Sometimes because of what happened, you end up being hating someone because of what some people they influenced you, they told you about the bad thing about that person. Now, David G was saying that my trust is in you, Lord. Now, remember tonight we're meditating on the scripture from Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. You need to fear God, saying that fear God. So, I believe and I know that God Almighty is going to help us. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. That is who we are. You can interact with us on 0832894658. 0832894658. That's a number that you can chat to us. Number one, on WhatsApp, the very same number. Number two, you can use the very same number to SMS us. Number three, you can use the very same number to call us. Number four, you can go to Skype or you say BTGM Radio. Number five, you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org, and when you are there is a chat box on the right hand side. You click it and you can chat to us. First thing to chat to us, you put your email address, you put your name, and then you chat to us. Number six, you can go on email, you type radio@bythegrace.org. 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 Then you can chat to us, ask us whatever that you want to know. You can interact with me tonight in the studio with what we are talking about. Fear God. Fear God. That's what we are going to meditate with. Whoever we have just joined us tonight, I welcome you and we love you. Keep on tuning in, and we believe that your life will never be the same again. Remember, I told you that what we are doing here is we are reflecting, we are correcting our script. From in the morning until now, from 6 o'clock as you woke up in the morning, when you started driving, going to work, you were writing. Now is the time where we are ticking. We mark our script and we tick. Now we are meditating. We are meditating. Correcting whatever that... After they mark your script, they correct you, they tell you that the answer was supposed to be this. That's what we are doing tonight. And God is the one who will help us, who will continue to help us. And so that whatever when we speak here, whatever that we will correct, so that you find that at the end of the day, it is corrected. Now I know that your day was not well because of the things which happened at work, because of whatever that happened, but you need to cough it out. on this show that is called Time to Meditate, we are coughing it out. Because remember last week, around, if I'm not mistaken, it was Wednesday or Thursday, where it was on the, all over the news that one of the singer, he was a rapper, he died because of the depression. Now, the cause of the depression is because there are things that we put and we don't talk. You need to have somebody whom you can talk to share with. And with that person together, you can take it to God. Because sometimes we lose people, they die, whereas it was not their time to die. We lose people because it was not their time to die. Alright? We lose people because it was not their time to die. That is what we are talking about tonight. Remember, we're talking about fear God. Fear God. That's what we are talking about. So let's read. Let's read the scripture. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse number 1. It's saying that the heading of it, it talks about fear God. That's what we are meditating tonight. About fearing God. About fearing God. Alright. I hope you are ready. As we're going to read. I hope you are ready. Now let's read. It says, be very careful when you go to worship God. It is better to listen to God than to give sacrifice like fools. Fools often do bad things and they don't even know it. You may repeat what I said. Be very careful when you go to worship God. It is better to listen to God than to give sacrifice like fools. Fools often do bad things and they don't even know it. That's what they say. I read it in English Revised Version. Now, let's read in the message first. In the message, it read as follows. Watch your step when you enter God's house. Enter to learn. That is far better than immediately offering a sacrifice, doing more harm than good. That is the message. Listen to the promise. The promise is English Contemporary English Vision. In another writer, they call it the message. But when you check, it is contemporary. Now it's saying, let's read. Be careful. Be careful what you do when you enter the house of God. Some fools go there to offer sacrifice, even though they have sinned. But it is best just to listen when you go to worship. I think it makes sense with the promise. Be careful what you do when you enter the house of God. Some fools go there to offer sacrifices, even though they haven't sinned. But it is best just to listen when you go to worship. It is better to listen when you go to worship. Let me read it correct. Let me read it Let me read it again. He said, be careful what you do when you enter the house of God. Some fools go there to offer sacrifices, even though they haven't sinned. But it is best just to listen when you go to worship. Alright. Let's go to Amplified. Guard your steps and focus on what you are doing as you go to the house of God, and draw near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they are too ignorant to know they are doing evil. With the Amplified, I think it put it clear and understanding. Remember, we're talking about fear God. Let me repeat again. Guard your steps and focus on what you are doing. Guard your steps and focus on what you are doing as you go to the house of God and draw near to listen rather than to offer the careless or inverent, in bracket, sacrifice of fools, for they are too ignorant to know they are doing evil. Now, it's saying you need to guard your steps when you need to guard your steps and focus of what you are going to do when you enter in the house of God. When you enter in the house of God, let me repeat it in a English revision. Be very careful when you go to the worship God. It is better to listen to God than to give sacrifice like fool. Fools often do bad things and they don't even know it. Now, we're talking about fear God. How many people that you know in your life, they are not fearing God? Some of them, they are your family. Some of them, they are your relatives. Some of them, they are your friends. Some of them, they are colleagues. They are not fearing God. Now, here we are told that we should fear God. And it said that we must be very, very careful when we go to worship God. In other words, you must examine yourself and see if on that day are you ready to worship God. We must examine ourselves and see if you are ready to worship God. You must not be like fools, whom they just give God sacrifice and they don't check, and you find that they do that but they're still doing wrong things. There are people who are giving God their body, okay, as a living sacrifice, but there are things that they continue doing. There are people who go and pray and give God the praise, but they still do things. The Bible says you must be careful. Don't do that. How many people that we know that they go and pray, but they know that they still doing things? They go and worship God and they give God sacrifice, but they still do things. How will God accept that sacrifice of yours? How will God accept you if you don't say to Him, Lord, forgive me, I have sinned? How many people that you know, they don't even care about God? They took God like something. They took God like something. Alright, let's go to Genesis, chapter number 4, verse number 3 to 5. I want to show you how important when you give God when you go to God and pray, you must examine yourself and see. When you give God a sacrifice, you must examine and see if that sacrifice is pure. Even when it comes to in terms of offering, when you offer an offering, make sure that that offering is pure and holy. The Bible says we must be careful when we worship God. Genesis chapter 4 verse number 3-5. At harvest time, Cain brought a gift to the Lord. He brought some of the food that he grew from the ground. But Abel brought some animals from his flock. He chose some of his best sheep and brought the best part from them. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but he did not accept Cain and his offering. Cain was sad because of this, and he became very angry. Let's carry on. 1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 12-13. I thought to myself, the Philistine will come here and attack me at Gilak, and I haven't asked the Lord to help us yet. So I forced myself to offer the burning offering. Samuel said, you did a foolish thing. You did not obey the Lord your God. If you had done what he commanded you, the Lord would have let your family rule Israel forever. He said, I thought to myself. That was who? That was Saul. He said he thought to himself that the Philistine came to attack, and he did not ask God, but what he did is he forced himself to burn an offering. Now, Saul is saying that you did a foolish thing because you did not obey God. How many people that you know, we give God an offering, but we're not obeying him? Now, in other words, we are not fearing God. We give God offering, but we are not obeying him. How will he accept our offering? Now, remember in 1 Samuel where we just read, it said that, I thought to myself, the Philistine will come here and attack me at as yet. That's what he said. So I forced myself to offer the burning offering. That's what he said. He said, I forced myself to offer a burning offering. When I labor to valoring, they think with their money they can bribe God. Because they have money, they are rich, they can bribe God. Alright, let's just do this. We will come back. We're just saying the way you fathered me. Then we'll come back and continue.
Oh,
are my Father. Now, I can't do anything if you're not with me. In other words, he shown the importance of fearing God. He's showing the importance of fearing God. Remember, we're talking about fearing God. That is what Elijah was saying there, that there's no me without you, Lord. There is no me without you, Lord. You are listening to John Mamawulo on our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. You have tuned into by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. You can interact with us. Our WhatsApp number is 0328946585. You can use the very same number to SMS us. You can use the very same number to call us. And you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. Remember, we are meditating from Book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse number 1, talking about fearing God. We read verse number 1, that I'm going to repeat it when he's saying that be very careful when you go to worship God. It is better to listen to God than to give sacrifice like food. Full of sin, do bad things and don't even know. That was in English Revised Version. Then I gave you Genesis chapter 4, 3 to 5. I gave you 1 Samuel 13:12 as a referral, showing that Saul, he asking God to help instead of listening. So now, God is not interested in your sacrifice. He's interested when you give him sacrifice, when you offer him, when you are pure. Okay? Now, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 15:21-22. And the soldier took the best sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God at Gilgal. But Samuel answered, which pleased the Lord more, burnt offering and sacrifices, or obeying his command? It is better to obey the Lord than to offer sacrifices to him. It is better to listen to him than to offer the fat from rams. In other words, it is important, it is better to fear the Lord than to offer an offering. Now, understand me. We're not saying that you must not offer. Because I know that people, they're going to come with this mentality of saying that I'm not going to offer because it is better to listen to God. Now, what we're saying is, it is better to listen to God than to offer, whereas you know that you are not listening to God. It's not going to help. Offering, but you're not listening to him. And at the end of the day, he's not going to bless you. At the end of the day, you're going to say that I was offering, but he's not blessing me. Because you are offering, but you are not listening to God. You must fear him. You must listen to him. And when you offer, he will respond to your offering. The reason why Cain, God did not accept the offering of Cain, is because Cain was not listening to God. If he listened to God, he wasn't going to know that the offering that I'm going to give God is this one. When you listen to God, you will know what to do. There are people who are offering with lots of things, but they are not obeying God. And at church, as pastors, we even support it. We say, yeah, people are offering, but they are not obeying God. It is very important to obey God and follow his instruction. Let's read further. Psalm 58 to 18. We'll read it all. It says, the problem I have with you is not your sacrifice or the burnt offering you bring to me every day. Why will I want more bulls from your bent or ghosts from your pens? I already own all the animals in the forest. I own all the animals on thousand hills. I know everything. I know every bird in the mountain. Everything that moves in the field is mine. If I were angry, I would not ask you for food. I already know the world and everything in it. I don't eat the meat or bulls or drink the blood of gold. You made promise to God most high. So give him what you promised. Bring your sacrifice and thanks offering. God says, call me when trouble comes. I will help you and you will honor me. But God says to the wicked, stop quoting my laws, stop talking about my agreement. You hate for me to tell you what to do. You ignore what I say. You see a thief and run to join him. You jump into bed with those who commit adultery. In other words, he was trying to show that it is very important to listen to God and do his commandment. Because he was trying to show them that, I have everything. Those animals are mine. That money that you're offering is mine. It is very, very, very important to listen to God. And fear God. With the whatever that you are offering is fine, but you must listen to him and fear him. That's why sometimes we don't get things because we are not listening. It doesn't matter how money you can have, but if you are not listening and obeying, it's a problem. It's a problem. Alright, remember we are about the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now we go to Proverbs chapter number 15 verse number 8. It said, the Lord hates the offering of the wicked, but he is happy to hear the prayer of those who live right. The Lord hates the offering of the wicked, but he is happy to hear the prayer of those who live right. Is when you live right, meaning you are listening to him, you are obeying his command, he is happy to hear your prayer. He is happy to listen to you. He hates an offering for those who are wicked, for those who are not listening to him, for those who are not fearing him. It doesn't matter how much you may offer. It doesn't matter what catch you must sign. It doesn't matter what you can do, building the church and donating. But if you are not fearing him, he's not going to hear you. If you are not obeying his law, he's not going to hear you. Let's go to Proverbs 21, verse 27. He's still saying the same thing. God hates sacrifice from the wicked, especially when they are risen for offering, offering them is evil. God hates that sacrifice. You know yourself, you're not obeying God. But every Sunday you go with offering to God. He hates it. You know you're not obeying God. But every day you offer sacrifice to him. How can he accept it if you're not obeying him? How can he accept it if you are not fearing him? Alright. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 12 to 15. The time is exactly 7:28. You are with me, John Mamawulo, doing time to meditate, to fear God. When you people come to me, to meet with me, you tremble everything in my yard. Who told you to do this? Don't keep bringing me those worthless sacrifices. I hate the incense you give me. I cannot stand your festival for the new moon, the Sabbath and other special meeting days. I hate the evil you do during those holy times together. I hate your monthly meeting and council. They have become like heavyweight to me, and I am tired of carrying them. When you raise your arms to pray to me, I will refuse to look at you. You will say more and more prayers, but I will refuse to listen because your hands are covered with blood. Meaning, you don't want to listen to me. Sometimes we ask ourselves, but why we pray, our prayers are not answered. It's because we don't listen to God. Sometimes we pray, we raise our hands, we even fast, but God is not hearing our prayer. It's because we are not fearing Him. Sometimes we do everything, we fast, we pray, He's not hearing our prayer. It's because we are not following His law. Let's continue. Isaiah 66 verse 3. Let's see. Some people kill bulls as sacrifice, but they also beat people. They kill sheep as a sacrifice, but they also break the neck of dogs. They offer up grain offering, but they also offer the blood of pigs. They burn incense, but they also love their worthless idols. They choose their own way, and they love their terrible idols. I mean, if you're not obeying God, if you're not listening to God, He's not going to listen to your sacrifice. He's not going to accept your sacrifice. Now, sometimes we say, it is saying that God loves a cheerful giver. You can have a cheerful heart, but if you are not listening to Him, He's not going to accept your offering. Remember, cheerful goes with listening. Cheerful goes with listening. When you listen, you're able to listen. Alright. Maybe somebody can ask me, but it's saying that God accepts a cheerful giver. But are you saying that when I give God, and then even if I agreed with my heart, but I'm not obeying Him, will He not accept? Yeah, He won't accept. He won't accept. He will not accept. Alright. We continue reading Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 20. We'll read Isaiah. Jeremiah 7, verse 21 to verse 23. Let me read. It says, "This is what the Lord All-Powerful, the Lord of Israel, says: Go and offer as many burnt offering and sacrifice as you want. Eat the meat of those sacrifices yourself. I brought your ancestors out of Egypt. I spoke to them, but I did not give them any commands about burnt offering and sacrifice. I only gave them this command: Obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Do all that I command, and good things will happen to you. Good things will happen to you." Alright, let's just do this.
Time to meditate. Hey, John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Church Convention.
My God is good.
Let your will be.
take your place, O Lord. Take your place, O Lord. That is the very same a song that sang by Jimmy D. Samist. It's a song that sang by Jimmy D. from his album Mighty Man of War, saying that, take your place, Lord. Let your will be done. Let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in my family. Let your will be done in my workplace. Let me tell you, if you allow the will of God to happen in your workplace, in other words, you will be able to listen to God. If you say, Lord, let your will be done in my house. In other words, you are saying, Lord, I'm ready to listen to you. I am ready to fear you. If you say, Lord, let your will be done in my children. In other words, you are saying that, I'm ready, Lord, to listen to you. I'm ready, God, to hear you. I'm ready, God, to obey you. Let your will be done. Let your will be done in my heart. Let your will be done, Jesus, in my life. When it comes to offering, remember we're talking about to fear God. I gave you the referral scripture. We continue reading. Now we go to Hosea chapter 6, verse number 6. Remember, our scripture reading is the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse number 1. Now Hosea 6:6-7 said, This is because I want faithful love, not sacrifice. I want people to know God, not to bring burnt offering. But the people broke the agreement as Adam did. They were unfaithful to me in their country. Now it is very important. God is not interested in your offering. He is interested in when you obey him. But now it is important also to offer God, to give God the offering. But you must give God offering when you are able to listen to God. That's why I told you that sometimes we say, I have offered, but I don't receive 1, 2, 3, 4. The reason being why I don't receive is because I'm not listening to him. I'm not obeying him. I'm not respecting him. And how should he if I'm not respecting him? I'm not fearing him. I don't care. How many people that you know, they only are afraid of people, but they are not afraid of God. God sees us wherever that we go. You can see people, you can see the lady and a boy when they are in a state during the night. When they see the car, they run away. But they forget that God sees them every day. We do things, when people come, we run away. But we forget that God is watching us all the time. There's a song that is saying from the distance, God is watching us. God is watching us. Sometimes you can think that the God is not with you. He's with you. He's seeing you wherever you go. Each and every step that you take. Each and every step that you take is there with you. That is why there's a song that when we started, when I entered, I prayed, it said, you have done so much. You have done so much. You have done so much in my life. You have done so much. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is exactly 7:44. as we are meditating, and it is awesome, and it will continue to be awesome. You have done so much, Lord. You have done so much. The only thing that you must do is you obey Him, you listen to Him, and you fear Him. The rest will follow. The rest will follow. Alright, let's continue. I told you, Hosea was saying that people have broke the agreement as Adam did. Alright, we go to Malachi chapter 1, verse 10 to 11. I wish one of you would close the temple door to stop the light of useless fire on my altar. I am not pleased with you. I will not accept your gift. This is what the Lord All-Powerful said. People all around the world respect my name. All around the world they bring good gifts to me and burn good incense as a gift to me, because my name is important to them. This is what the Lord All-Powerful said. There are some people whom they respect God, but there are some whom they don't respect God. It is very, very important to respect and obey God. Alright, we go to verse number 2. Ecclesiastes 5, verse number 2. Be careful when you make a promise to God. Let me repeat again. Just listen to it. Just listen to it, what it said. Be careful. Let me repeat again. It's saying, be careful when you make promise to God. Be careful about what you say to Him. Don't let your feeling cause you to speak too soon. God is in heaven and you are on earth, so you need to say only a few things to Him. This says is true. Alright, let's just read with the Amplified. Do not be hasty with your mouth, speaking careless word or vows, or impulsive in thought to bring up a matter before God. For God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your word be few. Okay. Now listen to the promise. Don't talk before you think or make promise to God without thinking them through. God is in heaven. I think with the one I read, it makes sense. Let's just try the message. Don't shoot off your mouth or speak before you think. Don't be too quick to tell God what you think He wants to hear. God is in charge, not you. The less you speak, the better. God is in charge. You know, we may speak, we may plan. I think last week I told you that we may plan, but God is the one who has a final say. We plan things, we do whatever we do, but God is the one who has a final say. He's the one who has a final say. Alright. Let's do this. Let's just say the song God of Wonder. God of wonder. God of wonders, Yahweh, we glorify your name. God of wonder, is God of wonders. He's been God. It's very important to listen to him. It's very important to respect him. It's very important to hear him, because he is a God of wonder. He is God of wonder. Now, let's continue. I told you that we read verse number 2. It says, be careful when you make a promise to God. Be careful about what you say to him. Don't let your feeling cause you to speak too soon. God is in heaven and you are on earth. So you need to say only a few things to him. This say is true. Genesis chapter 18:27. Then Abraham said, compared to you, Lord, I'm only dust and ashes, but let me bother you again and ask you this question. Again, on the very same Genesis 18:8. Then Abraham said, Lord, please don't be angry with me, but let me ask you this. If only said good people are in the city, will you destroy it? Then the Lord said, if I find 30 good people there, I will not destroy the city. Alright. 32 you will read. Genesis 18:32 you will read. Now we go to Genesis 28:20. Then Jacob made a promise. He said, if God will be with me, and if he will protect me on this trip, and if he give me food to eat and clothes to wear. Numbers 32:5. It says, if a man makes a special promise to the Lord or make a promise with the oath, he must not break his promise. He must do everything he said he will do. You understand? So, what I'm trying to say here is, we just on the, where we read verse number 2, it tells us that we should be careful when we make promise. How many people that we have done the promise to God, and now we no longer gonna be able to fulfill it. Now it is very difficult for us to fulfill that promise. Some people, they said when they're praying, they said, Lord, when I get my job, I'm gonna make sure that I give 15% tithe instead of 10%. Now, you got the job, you're no longer doing it. Some of us, we said, Lord, when I buy a car, I'm gonna use the car to do your work. But when you got a car, you no longer do it. You said, no, but I can't do it. Some of us, we said, when we buy the house, our house will be a place where Christians will come and sleep. But now things are vice versa. That's why we are told that we must be careful when we do a promise or a vow. Some of us, we said, when I get married, I will make sure that I continue doing the work. I'm no longer doing it. Some of us, we made a promise that when you bless me with the children, I will dedicate them to you, Lord. But it's no longer like that. I don't know you, what have you done, what promise you have done. Whatever promise that you have done, as I told you that tonight we are meditating, you can just say, Lord, forgive me, I want to start afresh. He will forgive you. Lord, forgive me, I want to start afresh. We have made lots of promise. Lots of them. You know, Lord, if you bless me with this, I will do this. We don't do it. After that, we say something again. Because God is always faithful and just. He will continue. When you ask him, he will give you. I know of a woman who said, Lord, when you give me a child, I'm going to give the child to you. And she gave a child to God, which was Samuel. The child was somewhere. That was the name of the child. That was the name of the child. The time is exactly 8 o'clock. CAT, Central African Time. Central African Time. I don't know in Barbados what time is it. Maybe you are just waking from the sleep. You are listening to By the Grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. In Jamaica, maybe you are preparing yourself to sleep. I'm saying to you, you are listening to By the Grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. In Namibia, you are listening to By the Grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Wherever that you are listening from, you may be listening from wherever, in your car, in your house, in wherever that you are listening. You are listening to By the Grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. From 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Talking about fear God. We read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5. We read verse number 1. Now we are in verse number 2. And I gave you some referral scripture. You can interact with us. 0328946585. That's our WhatsApp number. That's so you can SMS. You can even send us a message in that number. Let's just continue. Judges 11:30. Jephthah made a promise to the Lord. He said, if you will let me defeat the Amorites. I want to show you that sometimes we do the promises and the vow that at the end of the day, it's a problem for us to fulfill. And we end up being sometimes not going to church. You were going to church every time. After you made that promise, you're no longer going to church because you feel that church is heavy. That's why I'm saying it's very important that before you made any promise, you must be careful. Don't just make a promise. You must first check before you do promise. Before you do any promise, you must make sure that you are ready. Make sure that you are going to fulfill that promise. Don't just do the promise because you do a promise, God give you what you need. After that you start saying, but you start complaining that no, but this promise. That's why it said that be careful when you make a vow. Be careful. You are listening to By the Grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it, Jephthah made a promise to God that if you help me to defeat the Amalek, if you help me to defeat the Amalek, you help me to defeat the Amalek. Just continue. He was saying, I give you my heart. Then enjoy the second song. Just enjoy this song, then we will continue.
our cry. Lord, we need your mercy and we need your grace today. Yes, we do. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our sins, we pray. Hear our song as it rises to heaven. May your glory fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. See our
Yeah, so let's just continue so that we can wrap up what we were talking about. I was telling you that when you made a promise, you must be careful. Now, when you read 1 Samuel 14:24-45, we can't read it all, but it said, but Samuel made a big mistake that day. He made this oath, if a man eat food before evening comes, before I finish defeating my enemies, you will be under a curse. He made the soldiers promise not to eat, so none of them eat. Now you can read there what happened. That I want to show you that he made a big mistake that day by making an oath. So you must be careful. It said, Mark 6:23, he promised, say, anything you ask for, I will give you, even half of my kingdom. Remember, there was a time when another lady danced, and after she danced, the king said, ask whatever you want, I'll give you. That's why I'm saying you need to be careful with the oath that you made. If you make a vow, you must fulfill it. If you made a vow, you must fulfill it. Our God is in heaven, and he does whatever he wants. That is Psalm 115:3. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts. Alright, I want to conclude this. Verse 4, it said, if you make a promise to God, keep your promise. Don't be slow to do what you promised. God is not happy with fools. Give God what you promised to give him. If you make a promise, make sure that you keep it. It doesn't matter how big is it, but if you made a promise, you must keep it. If you made a promise, you must keep it. What we'll do is, tomorrow, we'll talk about a promise. I believe that I need to close this show now. I need to close this show. It's been awesome, and it will continue to be awesome. It will continue to be awesome. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel, your name is.